Hey, this is Karina, and this is the Mood Lab podcast. I'll share with you my personal stories, learnings, and philosophies, as well as those of the people who inspire me. We'll cover topics ranging from self-intimacy, tantra, and emotional embodiment, to nutrition and movement, to business, leading a team, and so, so much more. Expect to be inspired, laugh, and learn. And because this one has to be short and sweet, let's dive right in. Hey you, I'm so excited to be back home and I'm so, just so happy because it feels so homely and having all my crystals, candles, my plant, instruments, everything here, all my foods and just having everything just feels good. But I had an incredible weekend, I must say. I did go to the sauna 3 times, I had 2 baths, it was amazing, the view was incredible. So I'm really grateful for that mini staycation that I was able to have. And yeah, and also did my meditation with such a great view. And yeah, it was just an overall great time. And other than that, I didn't do much actually. I was invited to a birthday party on Saturday, went out for dinner. Okay, that sounds like a lot, but yeah, so these were already things that were kind of set. And yeah, despite that, I really just literally just have been with myself. And when I came here today at like around noon, I think, yeah, it must have been around noon, I cleaned the whole apartment, so it's now squeaky clean. The floor is like really amazingly fresh. The bathroom, the kitchen, all is like super, super fresh, and so, so happy about that because I just love a clean apartment. I'm really, really, strict about it. It needs to be clean because otherwise I cannot live. It just needs to be like that. And just got a little help from my robot as well. My little robot cleaned the floors while I was doing the bathroom. And then obviously the wet cleaning part I had to do myself. I don't even know how you call that, but yeah. The wet cleaning. So that one I did by hand. And and then I did do a little workout, just a very nice dinner and had lots of dates filled with nut butter. And actually when I arrived here, I also had a smoothie bowl for lunch because the breakfast situation in the hotel was the only downside. It was just very much like a regular hotel breakfast, even though I thought it would be much grander because the hotel is a bit more on the fancy scheme, let's say. So yeah, but honestly, it was like literally a really basic hotel breakfast. And so the only option for me was like fruits and dried fruits and some nuts. And I mean, they had soy milk and stuff like that, but really, I mean, as I'm gluten-free as well, and it was just not the ideal situation, but that's okay too because usually I don't have an early breakfast anyways and eat at like around 11 to 12 depending on a day. Sometimes I eat earlier as well, it really depends. And yeah, and so I was really looking forward to my infamous smoothie bowl, just really delicious banana mango protein powder with vanilla and just like all the toppings that you can imagine. So freaking good, and already snacked on dates after that and after dinner now. But just had a real date craving, I feel. And now I'm sitting here on the sofa, yawning every 5 minutes, I feel. I'm actually already so tired again. I honestly need to record my podcast tomorrow way earlier. I should do it before dinner or something because I don't know, now I'm sitting here and I'm almost again falling asleep and I have so much that I actually wanted to share. And I had such an idea about what I wanted to talk about, but literally every 5 seconds I have to stop this and like yawn and then continue talking, which is kind of a little hassle here. But yeah, so actually before I started recording, I also just read this incredible contract and a briefing, and I wanted to share this with you. So actually, I cannot really talk about the contract in the briefing at all, but just the fact, the mere fact of it and the concept behind it. So I always wanted to work with Instagram and like the platform. I mean, being my personal brand on there, doing my thing, and reaching lots of people. I think it's just my, in general, my dream to reach people and to share with them what has helped me on my journey. And this is why I'm doing what I do. I love creating, I love communicating, I love the aesthetic of things. So I love creating pretty things, and I love creating happiness, and I love instilling that in my life, but also in, yeah, just inspiring others with that. And honestly, for me, it all started when I was super young, and Instagram was actually pretty new, and I was doing this whole fashion thing, and some in between it was also a lot about food, and it was like, obviously it must have been super confusing for the audience, but I was just growing up, and I actually quite early gained quite some following, and after the whole algorithm change, basically none of those followers that had previously watched my content and followed me and reacted and, yeah, just liked and commented on my pictures and videos, etc., none of those were active anymore. I don't really know what happened there, but I think a lot of us actually experienced that on that platform. And for me, that was actually really frustrating because I had people around me who actually managed to overcome that situation in terms of like their growth kept on coming and it was just going upward still, even though they had obviously struggled as well. And for me, it was like, it just didn't go anywhere anymore. And actually since then, it hasn't grown at all anymore. And I don't know if it's part of my account or part of that I changed my topics so many times or have been quite inconsistent over the years as well, because I've just been focusing on different things. But still, I have that, yeah, just that dream of mine, obviously, to being my own personal brand, but also to create other brands and also to just inspire with what I do in my journey and with wellness. And obviously, you know all of that because that is also why I'm talking to you and sharing my life with you, literally, because this is just so dear to my heart. And where I'm going with this tangent is that I always wanted to work with other brands and do those brand partnerships, and I've done many versions of that by now in terms of I've worked for brands like in small capacities, like I got sweaters and got paid for that as well, but like very small amounts, and I got obviously just gifted stuff a lot, especially during my, let's say, high times on Instagram where I was definitely still like getting more traction and more people responded to my stuff. And by the way, if you hear me shifting on my sofa, that is just me being a little stupid because I should sit still while I'm recording, but I'm just not doing that right now. Probably because I don't want to fall asleep. But so literally, I did have some opportunities. I got invited to fashion shows and influencer events, and that was amazing. I was in Milan at fashion shows. I was in Paris at fashion shows and in Berlin and in London, actually. So that is incredible. And I'm so grateful for that time. But obviously, as I stepped away from fashion more and more, and actually the thing is, I still love fashion, and actually it's still the content that gets the most reactions from people that are following me. So obviously, because probably a lot of my followers still are fashion people. And yeah, but just my focus has shifted. Other things have become of importance in my life and I've become a different person. And yeah, I feel like every time I'm traveling and coming back, I'm a different person. And like I told you, when I restarted this podcast, let me introduce myself again, because that's just how it is. And I think for social media, sometimes that can be a good thing and sometimes it's just not working. And also, I think no matter which strategy you choose, it's just there's still like a game behind it in terms of who gets seen and who does not. And yeah, and just Also, I've worked on the other side, and I have worked with influencers through different brands and created partnerships with not for myself, but for the brand that I was working with and or working for. And so that has been interesting as well, to see both ends of the tunnel, basically. And yeah, just made me learn a lot. And thing is that I always wanted to, yeah, just work with other brands as well, and mostly sharing my own brands and my own creations with you. And literally I'm in the midst of that. I'm creating my own brand just now with my brother. So I mean, it's not my brand, it's the brand of my brother, my father, and I, and I'm so proud of us, and I'm so looking forward to sharing more with you. But I think I told you that it's so freaking hard to find bottles to fill our product into. And we are really particular with what we want, and it's really difficult to get exactly that. And it's really difficult as well, because obviously we have limited amounts of funds and money that we can use and spend. And so even though we would love everything to be sustainable from the get-go, it's just right now it's just impossible. And also we have like a certain form, like a shape of a bottle that we would love to have for the product, but it's impossible to find one that we can actually afford, and also one that we don't have to take like 10,000 of bottles of, because like what do we do with those? We can only start in small batches. And so yeah, so it's a pretty interesting journey, but I'm so looking forward to sharing more with you on the gram as well, and to just, yeah, do the whole brand creation for it, because that's what I love to do. And, well, what I also wanted to share, though, is that this brand partnership that I seem to land, because we're currently in the process of setting everything up, this would be the biggest one that I've ever landed, and I cannot tell you anything about it, because obviously that is part of the contract, not sharing it with anyone. It's not open for third parties, etc. But it's so freaking insane to notice how now that I have my focus somewhere else and I have changed so much and grown so much, things like these come through. And previously, when I tried to land those kind of partnerships, it was always a hassle and it was hard and it just didn't feel natural. And oh my God, I say "and" so many times. But what I wanted to say, though, is that it's honestly so much of my mindset around money and income and this whole part of what you're spending, it will return to you, and this whole fluidity around that, and the belief in myself and the belief in what I do, that I can provide for myself and that I can live the way I want to live, and I can allow myself to live in a way that makes me feel good and have those little wellnessy moments to make me feel good. I can have the food that is the best for my body. And I have created that, and to realize that has been so freaking powerful, that I am the creator of this situation where I can literally I can decide what I want to have in my life and what not, and what I need, and I don't need to sit there and be like, oh, I can't afford that. Obviously, I cannot afford everything right now, because this is not the standpoint I am at in my career and in what I'm doing, and I don't have endless funds right now. But I am that open that I understand that when I'm spending money, I'm also still creating I'm creating obviously in terms of actually creating, but I'm also working and I'm doing everything in my power, and I'm doing things in my life to open up more gates for money to come back to me, or for new money to come to me as well. And that is so freaking important. Obviously, we can say in manifestation, yeah, I'm just gonna say like, I wanna be rich, and then, hey, all the money is floating to me. It's not working this way. But it is necessary to be in that mindset so that things do not feel sticky and stuck and like ugh, and I need to get some money, and I don't have enough, and whatsoever. And so that just feels odd, and it feels bad, and it won't be enjoyable to spend money at that point as well. So for that actually to feel good, there needs to be a flow, and money is energy. So it is flowing out, and it is flowing in, and it is still something that I'm working with, and I'm not perfect with it at all. And I'm still learning everything about it and trying to open my mind and not being in that scarcity mindset. And honestly, it's so freaking hard because this is something that is so ingrained in our society and has been taught by most of our parents. And there was so much scarcity mindset around it. And so it is so freaking important to notice how we are thinking about money, what it is and what it does for us. And obviously it should never be our indicator of happiness. Also things like most things that we have, we don't really need right now, right? It's like, what are the things in your life that you actually do need for real? All the other things are additions that make life, let's say, more interesting, better. I don't know. They just add something. Maybe they allow us to play a musical instrument. Maybe they allow us to create a beautiful atmosphere. And these things are also super important, but it's not everything. And I think that is so freaking important as well. And when it comes to spending money as well, it's so different for everyone, obviously. But we really have to be, I feel like we need to be mindful about, okay, what is actually the range where I'm currently in? What can I actually spend? And what would be too much, let's say? And what can I actually allow myself without even thinking about it? And I think these are such important thoughts to consider because, I mean, having a lot of debt, for example, it is so bad for your mental health in most cases. It's just this burden that is always there. So I would never be able to advocate for that. And there are certain things in life that we get, for example, like maybe buying a house or education, etc., where we go into debt. But these are very considered choices. And I believe that we really, really need to consider those choices because some things are financially smart and some things are just not. And having learned about all of that and learning about all of that and just really, yeah, just learning about it every single day, learning about money, learning about this energetic device that we have, and also seeing my worth and owning my worth. And I just had that with a friend as well. And I know she's probably listening to this podcast actually. But I was exchanging, so no, I was doing a session for her, like a healing manifestation kind of session. And I had a really hard time, yet again, even though I've learned about this so many times, to ask her or to tell her what I'm usually getting for those kind of sessions, what I'm usually requesting for those kind of sessions, because I was like, oh, well, she's my friend, and how can I tell her that, you know? And it felt super uncomfortable on my side, and she was super happy to obviously pay me for my services, and she was asking me to actually tell her what I would usually get for it. And it was, again, such a learning curve to be like, hey, this is me, this is what I'm doing, this is going to be feeling great. I'm just gonna give it my all. I'm really putting my energy into this, and obviously we need an energetic exchange, so this is what I usually earn for this, and are you fine with that? And just being really open with that conversation and having a really open communication around that is so freaking important, and something I'm really just, yeah, tipping my toes in every single day and learning about it every single day and adjusting and getting better at communicating my worth and also getting more open and open to receive. And it's so beautiful. I mean, I had the same thing last year. I knew when I changed my apartment that I would need more income streams. And I was really open to receiving more work, and things started to flutter in. So there were actually opportunities coming up, and I saw them, I grasped them, and it made it possible for me to even travel some more and to, just buy furniture as well for my apartment. Because literally, you won't believe it, but honestly, financially, I only started out at the beginning of 2020 to earn my own money, like for real, like provide for myself fully. Because before that, I mean, I'm super young, so before that, obviously, I was super lucky to receive help from my parents, and obviously I added to it with some money that I earned every now and then and here and there, but I was never sustaining myself fully before that. So I'm really fresh at this whole situation, and so I'm always like proud moving forward the next step and learning and growing and starting to invest and also, yeah, just starting to invest in that. Obviously, on a spiritual viewpoint, I'm like not someone who would say there's a future that exists, but in this worldly realm here, I'm investing in my future, and I just really love learning and growing in that sense. And so actually I wanted to only share that incredible brand deal that I got with you, because this was something that I thought would never be happening for me, and somehow at some point I just got open to it again, and I kind of got into that flow again and into that flow state of being like, hey, whatever comes up, and I'm open and I'm interested and I want to talk about the things that actually matter to me, and this is something that matters to me. So I'm so looking forward to sharing more on that with you on that brand partnership, and you will see that hopefully on the gram very soon. And yeah, it's just such a freaking amazing journey. Literally adulting along the way and playing by, I don't know, my own rules and learning and growing and all of this together. It's fun and it's exciting, it's exhilarating. It's also freaking scary, and it feels like a deep dive and a plunge and like sometimes just like a jump off the cliff kind of situation. It's all of those things, but it is also incredibly rewarding. So just looking forward to grow further and further and just, yeah, just get more into things and into business and into growing as a person, as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, and all of those things. And yeah, creating and managing and expanding my brand and my personal universe, I feel. And yeah, it just makes me happy. So thank you for listening, and maybe you got something out of there that inspired you. Maybe if it's just the thing that, be open, follow your dreams, and see what comes up, grasp the chances that are coming towards your way, and also don't think, oh, but if I do that, is that the path that I have to follow for forever? It's not that, not the case. So literally try yourself, go onto that playground and play, really play, because this, I mean, I don't want to say it's a game, but there's definitely room to play here.